It is a warm one, even hotter tomorrow, as you heard Al a moment ago. 88 degrees again at the moment, southwest winds at 10. Dew point way up there, a muggy 68. Heat index is 92 right now. We're going to go outdoors with Steve Kearney. StepheKearneyOutdoors.com. How you been this week?
Oh, I'm doing well, Steve. Thanks for asking. It was a kind of a weird week. We got a ton of rain in the northwest, and up in the northern part of Minnesota, we got almost 4 inches. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a little shocking when you come to the accesses and find the docks are underwater, which is, not going to last long. But I've had to go in with waders to get my boat in this week on many lakes. And yeah, we got hit pretty good, and I know you guys did in the cities as well. So, you know, better make sure you got some hip boots or waders if you're heading north or northwest, because I think we're going to have this high water for a little bit. But fishing's been great. It was really a good week considering all the fronts that came through and the high winds. And surprisingly enough, Steve, those fish are still shallow. We've been talking about this for the longest time. I mean, I'm catching fish now in the same spots that I fished on the opener, 3 months ago. They're still 6, 7, 8 feet of water. It's just a phenomenon I've never seen before. I mean, they're not doing what they're supposed to do at this time of year, but they're still shallow. The water temperatures, I think, is the big thing. It was in the upper 70s for quite a while, and the last 2 weeks it's down 72, 73. So the water temperatures have dropped. They've gone down instead of up, and I think that's why these fish are shallow. So, yeah, it's weird, but that's where they are. It's just amazing.
Yeah, and the way it looks, we're going to get a warm stretch here for a few days, and then it looks like it's going to cool down toward the end of the week. Now, no, still, highs around 80, lows around 60. It's not cold by any means. But who knows? Maybe things are going to start to turn. And really the key is the cooler nights, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, Steve, I've been looking at the weather for next week, and I'm in love. I mean, looking at 72, 73 light winds for like 5 days in a row, which we haven't had all season. Next week is going to be epic. It's just consistent weather, no hiccups, and I'm really looking forward to this. Highs in the northwest and, northern Minnesota in the low 70s. Next week's going to be beautiful. I can't wait for that. No rain. I think we're going to be rain-free for a long time. So one thing I have noticed, Steve, with all this rain we've had, people have to keep in mind that when you get heavy rain, a lot of food comes, into the lakes through viaducts or creeks. And, there's a lot of worms and insects, and invertebrates that are being washed into our lakes from these high waters. And you want to make sure you get kind of in these shoreline areas where there's any kind of current or any kind of water coming in, because there's food coming in, and that's where those fish are. And that's just kind of a phenomenon when you have heavy rain. It kind of, introduces all this food that kind of comes in. So something to think about, on one of your favorite lakes, if you can think of a, some sort of conduit or viaduct that's coming in, or a ditch or some place where that water is coming into the lake. That's where the food is.
Steve, I know things get crazy busy as we go into August. We are creeping up rapidly on Game Fair, and I know you're there every year.
Yeah, we got that coming up. I'm just looking at my calendar, Steve, and we're not that far from the Dove opener, September 1. And then you've got the bow opener on the 13th and ducks on the 27th. And, we got about 4 weeks to prepare for the next events coming up. So, yeah, looking forward to that. And I think fishing is going to continue to hold up, because August is normally not very good. Usually the water temperatures are, pushing 80. Things are tough. But right now, maybe we're going to have a good August, because everything is still consistent. A lot of bait fish out there. I'm seeing insects and bait fish suspended in deeper water. A lot of food out there, but it's really good for some reason. I don't know why. And we can't get leeches anymore. That's kind of a bummer right now. Leeches have been really good in July. And I guess the trappers now are having trouble getting leeches. The leeches are back into the mud and buried, and they can't get them. So I think the leech situation is pretty much over for the season. So we'll be back to minnows probably in a couple of weeks. And, you know, getting into that fall pattern.
Steve Kearney joining us. Steve Kearney Outdoors, you're going to stay close to home, I would assume. You got a lot of groups going out.
Well, this week is going to be great, Steve. Yeah, I do. I've been pretty busy. You know, I could always be busier like everybody else, but I'm busy enough. And, you know, if I have a couple days off this week, I'm going to explore some new lakes and do a little prospecting and looking for some new stuff. And I enjoy that. So that's going to be fun. But I'm just looking forward to this consistent weather because I think it's going to make a big difference this week. So anybody who's thinking about a road trip to Leech Lake or Mille Lacs or Vermilion or Devil's Lake or anywhere this next week, I would definitely call in sick for about 5 days. It's going to be great.
All right. And I'm going to call in sick next Saturday. I will be out next week. We have a Twins game in Cleveland. Our coverage starts next week at 2:30, so we'll do it again in 2 weeks.
Right. Sounds good. You take care, Steve.
All right, there he is, Steve Kearney, Steve Kearney Outdoors. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sunday afternoons at 5. Rob Dreisein from the Outdoor News has an hour-long show with guests and great info. Rob from the Outdoor News, Saturdays, or I should say Sunday between 5 and 6, right before 60 Minutes. From CBS News. It is 4:13. Quick break. We'll come back, get you up to date on the headlines. Twins and Nats, game 2 of the 3-game set tonight at Target Field. The Lynx blew out Las Vegas on Friday night. They're back at it on Sunday night at Target Center. The Loons are downriver in St. Louis. And the 3M Open third round, jam-packed leaderboard. There's a half a dozen guys that are within one shot of the lead at TPC of the Twin Cities. So we'll get into all of that here on News Talk 830 WCCO.